KUOW is made possible in part with support from listeners like you. Consider making a quick one-time donation of $10 via your mobile phone. It's easy. Just text the letters KUOW to the number 27722. And thanks.
This is KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. This winter's weather is a double feature, Godzilla El Nino versus the Blob. Your state climatologist, Nick Bond, likes monster movies. Hey, Nick.
Hey there.
Well, let's come south now here to the Puget Sound area where this winter's weather is apparently a double feature, Godzilla El Nino versus the Blob, which is actually just a single feature, but I'm hoping you're just going to go with that.
Yeah, let's stick with the El Nino. That's the big dog in this fight here. And
is it a dinosaur or a dog? Explain.
Well, or a Godzilla is the term has been used. It's the main feature that's impacting our weather here for the rest of winter.
Mm-hmm.
And up to now, it hasn't been that much like previous El Ninos. And but it looks like for the next few weeks at least, and probably through the remainder of winter, we're going to be a little bit on the warm side and a little bit on the dry side.
Well, okay, but that doesn't sound very Godzilla-like. But you were telling me this is a serious El Nino.
Oh, yeah. In terms of how warm the sea surface temperatures are in the tropical Pacific, it's the second warmest it's been there. 1997-98 was the very strongest one. This one, for a while, rivaled it. And so it's a big El Nino, but the effects of El Nino aren't always the same. And this one so far just has been playing out in a kind of modest fashion.
Right. Okay. So we're going to talk about the weather in a moment, sort of a forecast. But I mentioned the Blob because apparently the Godzilla El Nino is what? Attacking the Blob? The Blob is that mass of warm water off our coast.
Yeah. And the temperatures there have moderated, especially over the last couple of months. The kind of storm pattern we got into December really knocked down those temperatures there. There was enough wind and cold temperatures to cool it off. It's still a little bit warmer than normal, and we think it's going to remain warmer than normal, at least right along the coast. But that big circular patch called the Blob, that's basically gone.
Okay, farewell, Blob. Meanwhile, this all means what for the weather coming up here this, mid-late January?
Yeah. For the next week or two, we're going to be a little bit on the warm side, maybe even a little bit on the wet side. Overall, I think for January through March, a little bit warmer than normal, maybe a little bit drier than normal. And so what we've seen in past El Niños is that the snowpack doesn't build up as fast as it usually does in late winter. And so that could well be the case if we have warmer than normal temperatures. And what's really good is we had all that snow in December.
Mm-hmm.
And the skiers and snowboarders are happy about that and all that. And so we have a good snowpack going into the end of winter.
We do. But what about our closest resort here, if we're warming up? Is this bad news for the Snoqualmie Summit?
Yeah, that is one place that tends to be really sensitive to El Nino and do really well during La Nina and not as well during El Nino. And for example, Mount Baker doesn't seem to be as impacted so much by it. And so Snoqualmie being a little lower elevation, but still, they got a lot of snow there and the skiing's been pretty good recently.
Yeah. I should say it's the closest resort if you're living in Seattle, not so if you're listening to us in Bellingham, et cetera.
Yes.
Okay, so a little warmer than normal, maybe a little drier than normal through March is our best guess.
That's right. Okay. And but the idea there, so maybe a little bit less snow over the next few months than usual, but nothing like last year when we had 25% or 30% of normal. We may come out of this season with a little bit less than normal, but nothing like the disaster last year.
Don't fear the drought this time around.
It doesn't look that way right now.
Nick Bond, state climatologist. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you. KUOW is the record.